Mr. Ballard, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Can 999 work?
Well, it sort of depends upon where you stand in the income distribution. If you're in the top 1%, it's a fabulous deal because it would lead to a very large decrease in your taxes. But 84% of households, virtually all low and middle income households, would pay more under the plan. And that means for the average American family, you'd be looking at an increase in your federal taxes of something like $4,000 a year, whereas the average folks up in the million-dollar range would have a very large tax cut. In fact, if you're in the top 0.1% of households, the average tax cut would be $1.4 million a year. So the main feature of this is that it's a very dramatic redistribution of the tax burden. Much higher taxes on most citizens, much lower taxes on those at the top of the income scale.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Well, that's why I'm not a big fan of this proposal. There are some nice features to it. It would, if enacted, it would make for a simpler tax system. But it would dramatically hurt low and middle income families. And so I think we have to worry about more than just how simple the system is. We have to worry about who pays, because, you know, in the last 30 or 40 years, the average household hasn't seen much of an improvement in their income, but the millionaires have done great, and so the ability to pay taxes is much more concentrated at the top than it used to be.
The plan, 999, 9% income tax, 9% corporate tax, and a 9% national sales tax, which parts of that are the best and which isn't?
Let me be clear about what that business tax is. The current business tax is the corporate income tax at the federal level. It's on profits. They get to deduct all of their expenses. This one would not allow them to deduct their wage expenses, which for most businesses is the biggest part of their expenses. And what that means is, if you work out the math, and I'm not going to bore you with the details, it works out to be like a sales tax. So there are really two 9% sales taxes, and then there is a 9% income tax, except that income tax does not apply to capital gains on the stock market portfolios. That's another part of why this is so favorable to millionaires. I think in terms of simplifying the tax system, that is something that is a good thing. And the current tax code, everybody agrees, is too messy, and this would make for a simpler tax code. But my perspective is, we could simplify the tax code a great deal without such a dramatic redistribution of the taxes away from high-income folks.
How is that?
Well, the simplification, what he would do would be to cut out a lot of the exclusions and deductions. You could do that with the current set of tax rates. You could, if you want to reduce the mortgage interest deduction, you could do it tomorrow. Now, let's be careful, though, because the mortgage interest deduction, an awful lot of people have a big mortgage, and that's very important to them. If you were to remove that overnight, it could add to the foreclosure problems.
Well, if we didn't use that plan, now I want to get your take on the flat tax. Could that work?
Well, if flat tax, there are various flat taxes.
And I misspoke. The fair tax, because
the so-called fair tax is an awful lot like the Cain proposal in a way, in that if you're to look at all of the efficiency and other aspects, the biggest thing that it does is it reduces taxes on those at the top of the income scale and would increase taxes on most of those at the bottom. It would broaden the base of the sales tax, and that I've always said is a good thing. It makes a whole lot more sense, if you're going to have a sales tax at all, to tax just about everything rather than the kind of tax that we have in Michigan now, where we tax stuff in a hardware store and a department store, but not services and entertainments.
So, if you were, if we say, okay, we're going to take Professor Charles Ballard, and he's the tax guru, the next president decided that they were going to bring you into Washington, D.C., and they said, fix this. It's a mess, Charles. What would you do?
I would do a whole bunch of things, and some of them are fairly technical that I probably don't want to go into detail here, but I would go towards simplifying the tax code, but I am concerned about the distribution of taxes, and so clearly my values about who should pay taxes are different from Mr. Keynes. I would maintain a progressive tax system with higher tax rates on individuals with high incomes than on low incomes. I would also equalize the tax rates paid on capital gains with the tax rates paid on ordinary income. That would mean that Warren Buffett would begin once again to pay the same, pay higher taxes than his secretary. Then I think we should put a cap on some of our deductions and exemptions and exclusions to try to simplify the tax system. We've got all sorts of credits that I don't think contribute anything to economic growth or economic efficiency, and if we could hack through the thicket of some of those things and use that revenue to reduce some of the rates, that would be a good thing.
Is there a country that has revamped their tax system and been successful?
There are some countries that have made some major tax reforms that look pretty good. Denmark and New Zealand are two that come to mind. And what they've done, you know, every country, every rich country except the United States has a value-added tax, which is sort of like a sales tax, except it's administered differently from our sales tax. But the problem with those value-added taxes in many countries is that they're like Swiss cheese, just like our sales tax. You know, you got high taxes on some things and zero taxes on others. But in Denmark and New Zealand, they put in a value-added tax that is pretty much flat across the board. You pay the same rate on everything. And that's a good thing in terms of economic efficiency and simplicity.
And Professor Charles Ballard from Michigan State University, thanks so much, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.